Hey, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I am a pianist and composer working in the area of Austin, Texas. This video update covers my creative work done in October and November 2023, including the work of my students and my collaborators. But before I get into that, I want to draw your attention to a concert program I'm currently involved with. Curses is a collaboration between Central Texas Composers and Typewriter Rodeo. This concert will feature all new commissioned poetry and music on the theme of curses. There is music about hexes, cursive writing, swearing, bad luck, and more. The event will be on January 14th at 7 p.m. at the Spider House Ballroom. To learn about how you can support this project through an ongoing fundraiser, click the link in the description. October got off to a good start, with many of my piano students participating in the Timbrel Music Studio's fall recital. We heard music by Beethoven, Edvard Grieg, Elmer Bernstein, Scott Joplin, and the Decemberists. We also heard music from video games, such as Super Mario Bros., The Legend of Zelda, and Plants vs. Zombies. I'm proud of all my students, both for their musical and personal progress, and for their courage displayed in performing on stage. Students also had an opportunity in recent months to showcase their visual creativity as well. Earlier this year, I put out a call for student art to decorate the office here at Timbrel. And I did this in the form of a video, which I showed to students in lessons and played on the TV in the lobby.
Here at Timbrel Music Studios, we take fine art very seriously. In fact, no jokes about art are even allowed in the building. That's how serious we are. On our walls you'll find various artistic selections ranging from the abstract to the not abstract. Our offices boast a huge plethora of images including flowers, pianos, clocks, pianos, ukuleles, and pianos. Despite this overwhelming variety, we would love to include more art in our distinguished gallery. And that is where you come in. For a limited time, students at Timbrel Music Studios are invited to submit their original artwork for display. Art will be posted on the wall in the kitchen, so that everyone may admire it as long as they are in the kitchen.
Since putting out this call, the office has received 13 pieces of original visual art from students at the school. The art, which came from both children and adults, is currently on our walls in the kitchen and the lobby. Some of the images are on a musical theme, but others just depict pretty things, like a tree at sunrise, or food-related items to decorate the kitchen. I think this is all fantastic. They brighten the office and add a touch of whimsy to the learning environment. The month of October brought another Halloween, a holiday for which I often compose a bit of spooky music. I think musicians are pretty much obligated to make spooky music for Halloween at this point. Like, if you don't, the government comes after you or something. So after some reflection, and after a lot of work, I came up with a fairly intense original piece for reed organ to celebrate the holiday. Passacaglia is a dark, meandering set of variations on a theme. At least, that's sort of what it is. Except the variations become so weird and so twisted as the piece goes on that they no longer bear any resemblance to the original. I recorded Passacaglia with the help of my friend Keith Allegretti, who I also worked with on my previous pieces for reed organ. Halloween also brought the annual Armstrong Spooktacular, an open house event at the school where faculty dress up in costumes to teach kids about music and give out enough candy to feed a small country.
This year, I dressed as the Phantom of the Piano, with a costume as scary as it was low budget. I also took the opportunity to showcase a project I've been working on with one of my students, an original video game which features my students' compositions. We set up a computer and a controller, and guests at the Spooktacular tried out the game. People liked the music and the gameplay, which my student and I had tweaked together. Some did comment, though, on how it looked a lot like a Nintendo game, but I'm really not sure where they got that idea.
I mean, I really don't see the resemblance. In the beginning of November, I released some piano videos to celebrate the Hindu holiday Diwali.
I picked three melodies from a book of Bollywood songs and used them as the basis of three piano improvisations.
In November, there was another opportunity for my students to perform, this time at an outside open mic event in Cedar Park.
Outside events are always tricky, but this one went off without a hitch. I had seven piano students participate, the weather held, and everyone had a good time.
This month will be a bit of a transition for me. I'm slowly moving into a new space, which I'll be renting 24/7. I just got a new piano in that space to be used, which really needed to be tuned.
Hours later.
Look, all kidding aside, I'm really grateful to have this piano, and I'm looking forward to getting into this office space. It's slightly bigger. I'll have it to myself, as opposed to just having a space for certain days of the week. And plus, one of the walls has a green screen. That'll be fun.